Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Eric Bachman has had quite a year with a mix of old and new. He reunited his old band, the indie cult faves Archers of Loaf, after 13 years. And he released a brand new album with his more recent project, this band called Crooked Fingers. All of this from a guy who nearly retired from it all. In a moment, we'll talk with Eric about his two-fisted comeback. But first, here's a song. Crooked Fingers, live on Soundcheck with Heavy Hours.
Outside your window, waited for you. You didn't come. You never do. In the city in the winter time, the snow and the rime cover the eye. Solation. Yesterday, baby, they told you the news. They meant no harm, they never do. You can take it any way you want. It comes and it goes, rising in broken waves and steady and true, the whole night long, the whole night through. Your lungs soft heaving in slow drunken time, falling with mine forever here. Thank you.
That's called Heavy Hours, live from the band Crooked Fingers in our soundcheck studio. You heard Eric Bachman, the singer, songwriter, and guitarist, playing acoustic guitar on that song. Liz Durrett playing the keyboard and some backing vocals. Matt Nelson on guitar and Jeremy Wheatley behind the drums. With the exception of the drums, that lineup of instruments is likely to change as we head through the set. Eric Bachman, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thank you.
You have had a very busy year.
Yeah, I have.
So your old 90s band, Archers of Loaf, there was a reunion of that after many, many years. Your Crooked Fingers project has been going on, but it seemed like you were ready to kind of leave it all behind for a while there.
Well, I think I wasn't. I wasn't ready to quit playing music. You can play music in your room, you know, all the time. Mm-hmm. But I think I was at a point where I didn't want to get, you know, I kind of was tired of pulling a living out of it. So I thought I would go away and just kind of do something else for a while.
And where did you go and what did you do?
I went to Taiwan and I was in Taipei for about 2 months maybe. And then I went to Pingdong in the south and I was teaching.
Teaching?
English. Yeah, I was horrible at it. It was just ridiculous. I had no business.
Well, I mean, you do speak the language, presumably, but...
Yeah, but it was kids, man. I'm terrible with kids, you know, so I didn't know how to... You know, if there's one kid and he's got a hockey stick and he's about to hit another kid, as a teacher, you're supposed to stop them from doing that, but I would just kind of watch and, like, see what kind of... What would happen.
See if you could get any action on one
kid
or the
other.
Yeah,
film it or something, yeah, make a movie about it or something, yeah.
So what brought you to Taiwan?
I had a friend named Andy Baker that had a studio in Athens, and I had recorded
with him. Athens, Georgia.
Athens, Georgia. And I had recorded with him in the past, and he was there. And he was like, yeah, come on over. We'll have fun. And I had a mild intention of going there to teach English. I wasn't really sure I wanted to do that. But when I got there and realized if I want to stay here, I need to make a little money, I fell into that. But then instantly I started missing playing. So.
Hmm. So you came back in a big way, the old band,
yeah.
The new band.
Yeah.
Archers of Loaf was, you know, among a certain group of people, a real phenomenon of the 90s, and we are seeing a huge, I mean, maybe it's just the 20-year cycle, but there's this nostalgia for stuff from the 90s. Did you feel kind of a push from...
We felt the opposite, actually. I think we might have done it earlier had we known, and we were always that way as a band, as people. We'd always kind of, well, if everybody else was doing it, let's not do it.
Right.
But... Merge was kind enough to reissue the records.
Mm-hmm. Merge
and when
records.
When they were going to do that, we thought, well, we might as well give them a chance to sell some of these damn things. So we decided to tour. And it was really fun to do it. You know, we didn't really know what to expect, how it would be. The first show we played went really well, so we were very cautious about doing. And we'll do some more next year, I think.
There's a great quote from you in Stereo Gum where you say, I'm 41. I can't be 65 years old and singing audio whore.
Right, right. I mean, I could. It'd just be horrible, you know. And, yeah, exactly. I mean, that's why now or never is kind of time. I'm 41, so it's like if we're going to do
this.
You
can still get away with it.
We can do it for a while. And it's fun to do for a while. I think at some point you have an aneurysm, too, just singing like that. So,
now, had this album, Breaks in the Armor, was that already done by the time the Archers thing was happening?
It was. It had definitely been written, and I had started tracking it. And then we decided to do the reunion tour. So it is kind of, on its way to being in the can.
Mm-hmm. How different is the songwriting process, you know, for this band, for Crooked Fingers?
I don't think that the songwriting process is different for anything. I think you just try to get by whatever means necessary to get it written. You know, I think the Archers, I think Crooked Fingers have different approaches in terms of arrangement and in terms mm-hmm. of aesthetic. But the songs, you take what you can get, you know.
All right. The song you're going to do for us next is called Bad Blood. And this does appear on the album called Breaks in the Armor. We're speaking with Eric Bachman and hearing the band Crooked Fingers. They have a busy weekend. They're on tour. Tonight, Maxwell's in Hoboken. Tomorrow, the Mercury Lounge here in New York. Saturday, the Cameo Gallery in Brooklyn. For our listeners in Detroit, they are at Magic Stick on Wednesday, November 9th. But today, they are here in the Soundcheck studio. So let's once again hear Crooked Fingers with a live performance of Bad Blood. Thank you.
my fortune teller to see which way the winds were blowing. She said you'd probably get the cancer and that you'd surely die alone. Seems so far away and so long ago to do any harm to draw the same bad blood out of you. Went to see my fortune teller. Chances on the hustle. I cut my losses and keep moving on. The double crossing cost you double, but you got nothing left but losing on. So won't you tell me, won't you tell her which way the chilly winds are blowing on? Blow me down, I got no future. Don't blow me back, I got no home.
Once again, the band Crooked Fingers, live on Soundcheck, and Bad Blood is the name of the song. Neat 12-string guitar there, Eric Bachman. That's a beautiful instrument.
There's a guy in Los Angeles, California. He's from Highlands, North Carolina, and kind of grew up with him. And he was based here in New York for years, but he has a shop now called Old Style Guitar Shop. His name's Reuben Cox, and he builds these things, and they're great. They're badass.
Small body, 12-string electric guitar.
Yeah.
Liz Durrett moved over to the electric guitar. Matt Nelson went back to the bass, and Jeremy Wheatley once again playing the drums. The band is Crooked Fingers. The album is called Breaks in the Armor. Eric, I know you have a third song you want to do for us. And since I'm told you can bench press 240 pounds, that probably means that you could crack my skull like a walnut if I don't let you play it. So I'm gonna let's see if we can squeeze in. Is that not true, by the way? Is that a little bit of press release hyperbole?
I think it's probably press release hyperbole.
All right, how much can you bench press?
I don't have any idea, but I'm gonna go higher because you can't prove it. You know, 400, man. I don't know.
The band is Crooked Fingers. They're playing tonight at Maxwell's in Hoboken. Tomorrow, Mercury Lounge in New York. Saturday, the Cameo Gallery in Brooklyn. Next Wednesday, the 9th, at Magic Stick in Detroit, playing for us this afternoon. You guys going to play us out with Typhoon?
Yep.
All right. It's once again the band Crooked Fingers on Soundcheck.
Summer, sing me a song tonight. There's a typhoon blowing. There's a typhoon blowing. Lover says to me, I can't love you now. How I loved you then. How I loved you.
Band is Crooked Fingers, and the song is called Typhoon. The band playing live on Soundcheck and playing us out for today. Tomorrow, we hear about a new documentary called God's Fiddler. It explores the lesser-known sides of the violinist Yasha Heifetz, plus an introduction to a new strain of British rap called Chap Hop, which you have to hear to believe, and a live performance from the band Blind Pilot. All of that tomorrow on Soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, the program produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help today from Amy Pearl and Marin Fanjoy-Lebrentz. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.